The following reading is brought to you by the Illinois Radio Reader. Hello, this is Joan with the Bloomington Normal Pantograph, dated Thursday, December 4th, 2025. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Illinois to Set Vaccine Policies. New law lets IDPH vary from CDC, sets insurance coverage. By Maggie Dougherty, Capital News, Illinois. Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill Tuesday that he said will protect Illinois residents from junk science undermining evidence-based vaccine regulations at the federal level. The bill will allow the Illinois Department of Public Health Director, currently Dr. Samir Vohra, to issue state-specific guidelines with input from the state's Immunization Advisory Committee, a group of doctors, nurses, and public health professionals that advise the director. It will also allow the committee to issue guidelines that differ from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including to approve vaccines for seasonal respiratory illnesses, including the flu, COVID-19, and RSV, and routine vaccines MMR and hepatitis B vaccines. IDPH will now be able to form guidelines using a combination of the CDC's guidance, recommendations from the World Health Organization, and other medical and scientific disease prevention experts, and require that immunizations recommended by the state be covered by state-regulated insurance plans. House bill sponsor Representative Bob Morgan, Democrat of Deerfield, emphasized the timeliness of the issue, referencing breaking news from Tuesday morning that indicated the CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee planned to discuss child immunization schedules and the efficacy of hepatitis B vaccines when it meets on December 4th and 5th. We have relied on this federal system for trusted medical guidance since 1930, Morgan said, and it's been eviscerated. The trust is gone. The state's advisory committee, which will meet again later this week, is chaired by Marielle Fricchioni, a pediatric infectious diseases doctor at Rush Children's Hospital. She said the new changes will make the committee more diverse, nimble, and empowered. That's because it requires more voices from around the state to be heard, allows the committee to follow the science in real time as more data becomes available, and to step in if an IDPH director diverges from the committee's guidelines, Fricchioni said. Fricchioni added that the scientific innovation behind vaccines was worth protecting, recounting the story of a 2-year-old girl who she treated at Rush Hospital over Thanksgiving. I can give a kid a vaccine one day, they walk out of the clinic, and every day that vaccine is protecting them from suffering from preventable diseases that generations of Americans were terrified of, Fricchioni said. Partisan vaccine debate. Illinois legislators passed House Bill 767 on a party-line vote this October during the annual fall veto session. Republican legislators largely opposed the bill for its political undertones. The new law follows a September executive order in which Pritzker directed IDPH to develop its own vaccine guidelines after the Food and Drug Administration withdrew approval of COVID-19 vaccines for children, pregnant patients, and adults under age 65 without underlying risk conditions. Before signing the bill, Pritzker took aim at U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who built his campaign on questioning the efficacy of vaccines and arguing that they cause autism, despite the lack of credible evidence supporting the assertions. While RFK Jr. and his QAnon inspired colleagues spreading conspiracy theories and dangerous misinformation about vaccines are running around Washington, Illinois is stepping up to protect the health of our people, Pritzker said. Tripti Kataria, president-elect of the Illinois State Medical Society, applauded the bill's signing and said she understood the amount of medical information could be confusing. She encouraged anyone concerned about vaccines to discuss it with their physicians. Illinoisans have followed the science in the past, Pritzker said, with a 50% increase in measles vaccine uptake after the first cases were reported in April. We trust science here in Illinois, Pritzker said. So let today be a reminder to anyone listening, especially now in the midst of the flu season. Get yourself vaccinated. Get your children vaccinated. Encourage your friends, especially our seniors, to get vaccinated. It is safe, it is effective, and it's the right thing to do. And here's another front page story headlined Holiday Entertainment. Schools to feast guests on magic of madrigals. By Drew Zimmerman. Normal. Central Illinois schools will once again be pouring the wassail and serving a medieval-themed meal during annual madrigal dinner performances in December. The decades-long tradition offers a variety of musical performances along with a play between courses. Organizers often decorate their schools in the style of medieval castles. Madrigals is a place where all are welcome, said Aubrey Ziga, choir director for the Olympia Madrigals. It brings so much love and light to this time of year. Shows begin this weekend. The University High School Madrigal Singers will welcome the holiday season with an a cappella performance in the style of 16th century England at 2 p.m. Friday, December 5th, in Community Room 1 of the Bloomington Public Library, 205 East Olive Street. Leroy High School's 62nd Annual Madrigal Dinner will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, December 6th, at the school's cafetorium. Those unable to attend the meal will have the chance to tour the school's castle decor from 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, featuring performances from caroling groups and the school's madrigal singers. Olympia High School. The Olympia Madrigals will be celebrating their 35th year of madrigal dinners. Shows will take place at 7 p.m. December 12th and 13th and 2 p.m. December 14th in the Olympia Middle School Gymnasium, which is also known as Castle Olympia. Each show will feature music students from the high school band and choir, as well as the 8th grade choir. There will also be a special play performed during the festivities. Ziga, Olympia's choir director, said madrigals are what made her want to be choir teacher and are the reason she applied for her current position. Her experience with madrigal dinners began as a child when she would watch her older sister perform. Luckily, I got to do 4 dinners in high school that really showed me how special madrigals is and create a sort of magic that only the people who are a part of it really understand, Ziga said. I then went on to study music education at a college that also did madrigal dinners. Guests will enter on a medieval drawbridge and walk into a forest of Christmas trees, each of which pay tribute to a former Olympia senior who had a hand in keeping the dinner's traditions alive. In addition to the madrigal dinners, Olympia music students will also perform at 1:45 p.m. Saturday in the Meneer Christmas Parade. Tickets for the madrigal dinners are available at www.ticketleap.events. Other area shows. Prairie Central High School's magical dinners are already sold out, but the students are excited to perform December 12th and 13th at First United Methodist Church, 200 East Maple Street in Fairbury. Todd Cheek, Prairie Central's choir director, said magical singers have been a part of the district since 1990, but the program did not have many dinners over the years. But in his 13 years with the district, magical dinners have been welcomed back, and it is always a joy to host them, he said. Our message this year is more of a message of hope, that even in times where we feel less important in life, we are needed for great things, Cheek said. Cheek said he's tried to manage the cost of this year's festivities. The $25 tickets will include the show and songs, plus salad, soup, bread, main entree, and two sides, dessert, coffee, wassail, hot mulled cider, and water. Pontiac Township High School's music department will be presenting its 59th annual Magical Dinners December 5th to 7th at the Eagle Performing Arts and Conference Center, 319 North Plum Street. Ticket sales have closed for Pontiac's four magical performances. The next local story is entitled Snow, Time of Crashes, Caution by Caitlin Klepek. Bloomington. After handling a rash of crashes and stuck vehicles caused by recent snowy weather, Bloomington Normal Police are reminding drivers to be more careful when weather leaves pavement slick and visibility impaired. In these weather conditions, patience and caution save lives, Bryce Jansen, Public Information Officer for the Bloomington Police Department, said. Bloomington Police responded to 12 crashes as a result of Saturday's snowfall, he said. The department said on its Facebook page that it helped 24 motorists throughout the day, although the post noted that not all of the incidents Saturday were weather-related. Then on Monday, Bloomington Police responded to 16 crashes between 2:52 p.m. and 8:18 p.m., and then another four crashes from Monday evening into Tuesday by noon. Normal Police Public Information Officer Brad Park said NPD responded to 14 reported accidents between both snowstorms, with 13 Saturday and one Monday. Park also noted the department cited several vehicles violating parking bans, which took effect Monday afternoon throughout Bloomington Normal. Police suggested that while driving in snowy or icing conditions, slow down, leave extra distance when following other vehicles, turn on your headlights, and make sure all windows are clear of snow. Even if the roads appear clear and the snow has stopped, wind can sweep snow across the lanes of travel in an instant, creating hidden hazards, Jansen noted. Officers additionally reminded drivers to move over for emergency vehicles and stranded motorists. It's the law, Jansen said. Also, drivers should be considerate toward snowplows to give the drivers plenty of space to safely remove snow and spread salt. In a release about the parking ban, the town of Normal told drivers to stay at least 100 feet behind and not to pass snow removal vehicles. And here's another front page story headlined Santa Sightings. Where to find Santa Claus in Central Illinois this month? Santa Claus is making several stops across Central Illinois before the big day, December 25th. While his elves are busy preparing, here's where to find him. Do you know of any Santa appearances we missed? email ojacobs@pantograph.com to have an event added to the list online. Bloomington, December 1st Friday, Once Upon a Holiday, 4:30 to 8 p.m. December 5th, various locations in downtown. Santa's Workshop opens December 6th at Eastland Mall, 1615 East Empire Street. Reservations encouraged. Pet photos available. Breakfast with Santa at the Zoo, 8:30 a.m. or 10 a.m. December 6th, Miller Park Pavilion, 1020 South Morris Avenue. Pre-registration required, $20 to $25. Christmas Under the Dome, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. December 6th, McLean County Museum of History, 200 North Main Street, following J.C.'s Holiday Parade. Santa, cookies, hot cocoa, live music, children's activities, model trains, and more. Cookies with Santa, noon to 2 p.m. December 6th, Bloomington Normal YMCA, 202 St. Joseph Drive. Sweet treats, holiday crafts, and special visit from Santa Claus. Sign plus fun Christmas with Communication Junction, 4 p.m. December 6th, Wesley United Methodist Church, 502 East Front Street. Tickets required, $28 plus. Skate with Santa, 12:30 to 2 p.m. December 7th, Bloomington Ice Center, 201 South Roosevelt Avenue. Cookies and hot chocolate with paid admission. Santa pictures. All ages welcome. Wild Lights at the Zoo, 5 to 8 p.m. December 11th, Sensory Friendly Night, December 12th to 13th, December 19th to 20th, Miller Park Pavilion, 1020 South Morris Avenue. Santa will visit with guests and take pictures. Candy Cane Drop, 10 to 11 a.m. December 13th, Miller Park Pavilion, 1020 South Morris Avenue. Pre-registration required, $12. Yuletide Market, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. December 13th, Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, 600 Northeast Street. Photos with Santa and Krampus. Over 50 vendors. A Gilded Age Christmas with Santa, 6 to 8 p.m. December 19th to 20th, the David Davis Mansion, 1000 Monroe Drive. $10 for adults, kids free. Cash or check only. Downtown Bloomington Holiday Farmers Market, 9 a.m. to noon December 20th, Grossinger Motors Arena, 101 South Madison Street, Bloomington. Normal. Santa's Station, open December 6th to 7th, December 10th to 14th, December 18th to 24th, Uptown Normal, 5 to 7 p.m. weeknights, 1 to 4 p.m. weekends. Christmas Eve hours are 1 to 3 p.m. Pet photos December 10th. Jammies and Jingles, 6 to 8 p.m. December 5th, Children's Discovery Museum, 101 East Beaufort Street, $11 to $16. Visit with Santa and enjoy holiday games, crafts, and activities. Breakfast with Santa, 9 to 10:15 a.m. December 6th to 7th, Community Activity Center, 1110 Douglas Street. Pre-registration required, $5 to $17 per person. Followed by Christmas carols and photo ops. Let Hope Shine, a Christmas festival, 5 to 8 p.m. December 6th, First United Methodist Church, 211 North School Street, Normal. Free admission. Service, children's program, dinner, games, crafts, activities, nativity displays, and Santa. Surrounding areas. Santa's Wonderland, open now through Christmas Eve, Bass Pro Shops, 1000 Bass Pro Shops Drive, East Peoria. Free photo reservations with free 4x6 photo and shareable video. Free activities and giveaways. Additional photo packages available. Pontiac Santa House. Open Thursdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Saturdays 5 to 7 p.m., December 4th to 20th, downtown Pontiac. Christmas on the Prairie, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., December 6th, downtown Lexington. Santa photos from 10 a.m. to noon at Personal Touch Sewing, 228 West Main Street, Lexington. Annual Holiday Market, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., December 6th, Old Rugged Barn, 18808 North 2000 East Road, Towanda. Food, drink, pet adoptions, shopping, and Santa and Mrs. Claus. 24th Annual Christmas on Court, 4 to 8 p.m. December 5th, Lower Court Street, downtown Pekin. Food, drink, pop-up shops, community Christmas tree, and visit with Santa. Illinois Products Holiday Market, 4 to 9 p.m. December 5th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. December 6th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. December 7th, on Jackson Street between 4th and 5th Streets, Springfield. Local food and goods, live music, chef demos, kids' activities, Santa's sleigh, and holiday cheer. Streeter Fest Breakfast with Santa fundraiser. 8 a.m. to noon, December 21st, Streeter Elks, 591, 202 North Park Street, Streeter. Eggs, sausage, pancakes, juice, and coffee. Visit with Santa, $5 to $10. And a bonus, Merry Grinchmas, noon to 3 p.m. December 7th, Wishbone Canine Rescue, 1824 West Hovey Avenue, Normal. Pictures with the Grinch for $10. Sweet treats, festive fun, and furry friends. The next local item is entitled, Man Hit Officers Gets Probation, by Caitlin Klepek. Bloomington. A Bloomington man has been sentenced to a term of probation after he pleaded guilty to aggravated battery of a police officer. Felipe Hernandez, 30, was initially charged in December 2023 with two counts of aggravated battery of a peace officer, Class 2 felonies, one count of aggravated assault, a Class 4 felony, and two counts of resisting a peace officer, Class A misdemeanors. According to court records, Hernandez was accused of spitting on one Bloomington police officer and headbutting another in the shoulder. He also was accused of confronting one of the officers with closed fists. He pleaded guilty Tuesday to one count of aggravated battery, and the remaining charges were dismissed as a part of a plea agreement with Assistant State's Attorney David Beard. Judge Don Knopp sentenced Hernandez to 30 months of probation and ordered him to complete an alcohol evaluation and any recommended treatment. If he does not comply with the terms of his probation, Hernandez could serve up to 180 days in jail. After Tuesday's hearing, defense attorney Jim Bass, who represented Hernandez, told the Pantograph he has full confidence his client will comply with probation. The judge issued a fair sentence, Bass said. Hernandez is remorseful. In making a statement to the court, Hernandez apologized, stating he has learned and changed since these charges were brought against him. Knapp noted Hernandez took responsibility for his actions by pleading guilty and said he didn't find the defendant to have caused, threatened, or contemplated serious harm. The judge also said Hernandez had a minimal record before December 2023, with only a few traffic matters. And here's a story entitled, Peoria Man Sentenced to Probation for Sexual Assault in McLean County, by Caitlin Klepek. Bloomington. A Peoria man has been sentenced to a term of probation after he pleaded guilty to aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Deacon M. Martin, 24, was initially charged in June with three counts of criminal sexual assault, Class 1 felonies, aggravated battery, a Class 3 felony, and two counts of theft, Class A misdemeanors. He was later charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse of an intellectually disabled person, charged as a Class 2 felony, and the other felony offenses were dismissed. According to previous reporting, Martin was charged after normal officers were dispatched to a gas station and took statements from a man with autism and a woman who has intellectual disabilities. They told police they met Martin and his fiancée through a dating app and agreed to meet up. When they met at Martin's home, he took their phones and sexually assaulted the woman, prosecutors previously said. He was scheduled for bench trial Tuesday before Judge William Yoder. Instead, Martin submitted a guilty plea. In response to the plea, Assistant State's Attorney Ashley Scarborough dismissed Martin's remaining charges. Yoder sentenced Martin to 48 months of sex offender probation and 188 days in jail, with credit for 188 days already served. He was also ordered to have no contact with the woman named as a victim in this case. Martin was represented by First Assistant Public Defender Matthew Coders, who could not be reached for comment Tuesday. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Pantograph for December 4th. Please stay tuned.